I have to add a caveat first. I am probably not the person that this album is aimed at. However, I have to add another caveat. Is it a caveat or am I just making a discussion? Anyway, I have to also say, well, why not? Why can't it be? Why can't I like pop? Why can't I enjoy the glamour of pop? Why can't I? Well, that's because there's not actually that much glamour in some chart pop at the moment, because what we do have is that kind of very sparse backing, not much beat, confessional, anguished, breaking up kind of feel. It's a very singular feeling, as if I'm talking to you. I'm in my bedroom talking to you, and I'm currently talking into a phone, a mobile phone, and that is one of the reasons why I think we have this kind of music. I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but I think it's because of the singular nature of social media, where you are on your own, but you are with other people, and you're not really, though, are you? They're friends, but they're not really friends because they don't really know you, and it's all about you, actually. I think that's where quite a lot of this sort of anguish and fractured vocal and confessional feel and all of that comes from. And I think it's, I know that I'm not massively keen on it, because there's a lot of it about, and maybe Taylor Swift, whose work I generally think is very effective, I mean, it's not work I always delight in. However, I think it's got good grooves to it. I think it sounds, you know, I think it's fun. I sound like a fuddy-duddy, don't I? I sound like someone who wears cardigans at parties, that sort of thing. However, I like some of her other output. However, this album, which is a breakup album, let's say that ahead of time, just right at the beginning. Well, not the beginning, but the beginning of this review. It's called the Tortured Poets Department, so it's got some irony to it. And it has quite a lot of that close to the microphone, 4 o'clock in the morning, night terrors, woke up crying, want to tell you about it feel, which is what you get with social media platforms. And what you also get with social media platforms to loads of friends. I want to tell you about my deepest situation. My partner just broke up with me. I've been diagnosed with, I'm now bankrupt, etc., etc. That's the, it didn't happen before social media, I don't think. It might have happened in a club or a pub or round at home, but it didn't happen in social media, in front of loads of people that you don't really know. And that's what we get here. Now, I quite like the vaguely electro feel of Fortnite, which is the first track with Post Malone. It's got a nice soft beat, but the thing is, it doesn't seem to me like it's committing to anything. It's got a nice beat to it, but I want more. It's got some good electro feel to it, but I want more of that. It's got a lilting groove to it. I could do with a nice hefty dollop of that. And I like the Prince beat, which is oh yeah. Is it it? It's got that beat. Dum dum. Yeah. But then doesn't do much with it. There's that easy, sparse background again. It's got a singer-songwriter feel, though, this title track, which I like. The gossamer feel of So Long London, with nice harmonies early on, a bubbly synth, that's really all you've got. The piano does rise a bit, but that's really it. There's even a falsetto in Fresh Out the Slammer, which early on has a country pop feel, and I really wanted a bit more of that. But then the confessional feeling comes in. It conforms to a chart thingy, and that falsetto just underlines it to me. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying it's something I'm not particularly interested in. And that sort of confessional chart thing leaves me really cold. Not that you should bottle everything up, but that, you know, there's a lot of it about, and maybe it started with Taylor Swift. I don't know. Maybe she's the first one to do it, but, you know, it does seem as though there's quite a lot of it in the charts. Guilty of Sin has got almost a slide guitar with that pop sound. It's quite nice, actually. Double tracked, confessional again, cello at the end. But why wouldn't you raise that up? It's too buried. Why wouldn't you raise it? Why wouldn't you say, it's here, it's bigger, I've got one in the studio, why not? Then, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Tries to, the title is almost screamed. It's got a triumphant nature to it, but in regulation. It's not as if you're going to say, there's something a bit strange here, but I like it. You're thinking, there's something I recognise here, and I like it. There's quite a lot of expected things here. Like the 80s feel to I Can Do It With A Broken Heart, those bubbly synths. It rises to a process beat, and you know, it's so much better when it does that. And The Alchemy has percussion and vocals. It's got an opened out indie middle. It is, again, in regulation, and I'm not massively... I understand why, but I want something different. It's a double album, this, and a lot of people will love it and do love it and should love it, and fair enough. For me, it's not what I really want. There, I said it. Ta-ta.